you know, Lee Fecklington's is a player that we think the world of. He's a young man that I think the world of. And in recent weeks, I've been thinking about the weeks and days it took me and the evenings it took me to persuade Lee to drop from what was the Championship then with Peterborough to come and play for Rotherham United in League Two. But we managed to do it, and we've had a great three seasons together. The decision I made some 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, to change the captaincy, it was when I did it. And speaking to the chairman, we thought, right, here is an opportunity with a transfer window. If we've made one or two decisions that we look back on with a benefit of hindsight and think we could have done something differently, then I decided to do that. And really, there was only going to be a couple of candidates for me as to who got the nod. And when I spoke to every member of staff said the two was Lee Fecklington. And so I slept on it last evening, and we've appointed him. He's got all the attributes. He was with us through two divisions, as I've just said. He's a likeable young man, but he'll debate things with me. He'll give a great enthusiasm in the dressing room like he always does. And I know today when the lads were made aware, then they were all quietly pleased.
So how have the two players taken it? What was Lee Frecklington's reaction when you told him, Stephen? What was the reaction of Greg Halford?
Well, if I speak about Greg first, because obviously I spoke to Greg 3 or 4 days ago and explained that I was going to change the captaincy. He knew himself that he's been in a poor run of form, personal form, and the boys had one or two issues around his personal life that remain private and always will do. And I just thought the added burden of responsibility of being the captain on top of that was affecting how he played, because you're only going to ask the Sheffield United supporters how good Greg Halford is as a player, and granted, we've not seen it. So by taking something away, which is a lot of responsibility and a lot of demands on time, etc., and allowing you just to be free and concentrate on yourself. So at the end of it, Greg was, I think, relieved, and Greg was pleased that we were allowing him to get his own performances right. If I quickly move on to Lee Fecklington, it was one of the most humble conversations I've had with a young man, Rob. He was almost tearful when I gave him the news. He was very humble and said that, contrary to what one or two people may think, he's had fantastic time playing under myself and Rennes, and was looking forward to embellishes on the pitch.
I noticed a very interesting quote, Steve, from yourself, actually, sort of talking about this and just saying, you know, I know when I have to make a decision. Sometimes I have to hold my hands up and say, look, maybe I have made a mistake. I've got to just make the right decision now. So just talk us through that process, because it's not always easy for a manager to sort of do something like that, is it?
You know, and I know, Rob, behind the scenes, and you guys hear a lot of it, a lot of managers frightened of the sack. I'm not frightened of the sack. That's the last thing I'm frightened of. But my personal pride would hurt me immensely. And I mean, I work with my chairman every day, and when my chairman told me after the Fulham match that I will be, in his awards, the manager of Rotherham United as long as I want to be, providing I turn up to work and work with the same vigour and determination I do, that gives you great confidence to make some tough decisions. And if you've got a decision wrong, you have to sometimes come out and change it. And the quicker you change a wrong decision, the quicker you can move forward. And for me, the weaker managers, there's lots of them around the Football League that will never win a promotion. They'll never be successful because they'll make mistakes and they'll dig their heels in, be stubborn, and never admit to them. I've been a manager that in League 2 made mistakes, League 1 made mistakes, Championship made mistakes, and I hope I'm making mistakes in the Premier League in my career.
Just before we let you go, Steve, I had an email just in from a Rotherham fan called Alexander, and he says, great show, and may I say I'm a very angry Miller, not with the team or the management, but with our so-called supporters. Some of them are very short memories, and if they can't see we are punching above our weight in decent surroundings, then they need to stand on the bridge and stare at Millmore in all its glory, and then look at the skyline where the new stadium sits, which is testament to the commitment that Mr. Stewart and his team have to Rotherham. So to all the doom and gloom merchants, please keep your negative thoughts to yourself and stay positive, like the man who is putting his personal wealth into Rotherham without moaning. We're a small club, we're doing well, and we will do better. Do you see positivity now, Steve? You know, you've made some changes, you've brought some new players in, they've got the international break. Do you think that off the back of this, you know, you're going to get that first win now when you get back in the Championship?
Well, if we cover the gentleman who's taken the time to email the show, I think there's a lot of sentiments to that within the football club. I think Tony Stewart should be he is the king of Rotherham. There is no man I know in England who's done for his town more than what Johnny Stewart's done for his. This isn't football grants. This isn't, you know, football association money. This is the personal wealth of the Stewart family that's taken Rotherham United to where it is today. And it should only be bouquets and accolades. But I've said that continuously. Met Tony Stewart. You know, we're punching in the Championship. The Championship is significantly stronger than what it was 12 months ago. We've started poorer than we did 12 months ago. So you have to do something about it to get your results right and get your form right. That's the three signings we've just made. We hope that they improve us. It won't be the last of the signings. So people can say we make signings. We make signings because we want to improve the team. There's clubs nearby, we can name them, that say, well, we pride ourselves, we've got 22 or 23 players. They're never going anywhere. They've got management teams that simply want to sit there and take bouquets for finishing mid-table. You know, I'm a manager that I'll put my neck out there, I'll put my words out there, and people can say what there's like, but I work for a very, very ambitious chairman. I work for myself on a basis that I'm self-driven. And I'll say that about our supporters. Our supporters, Rob, have been fantastic in our first start to the season. You get one or two shouts, but the large majority know that it's tough for us in the Championship, and the large majority are with us every step of the way. And listen, if we can get one or two wins and settle everyone down, believe me, there's nobody wanting to win a football match in the Championship this season more than me. And then the Miller's Army can be off and running, and we can go and try and set about the Championship in an emphatic way. And for the first time, I think we've got a squad in place that we're ready to start the season. That starts at Charlton for me.
It's always good to speak to you, Steve. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, Rob.